Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of rhomboid major found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to rhomboid major. The origin of the rhomboid major includes the spinous processes of the T2 to T5 vertebrae. It inserts on the medial border of the scapula from the level of the spine to the inferior angle. In terms of its action, remember that it works to retract the scapula and rotate it to depress the glenoid cavity. It also fixes the scapula to the thoracic wall. With regards to its innervation, it is innervated by the dorsal scapular nerve, which receives input from the C4 and C5 nerve roots. And in terms of its arterial supply, remember that it is supplied by the dorsal scapular artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to rhomboid major, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 47-year-old man undergoes a posterior cervical procedure for a benign tumor. Postoperatively, severe dysfunction with decreased forward elevation and abduction develops, and he has lateral winging of the scapula. What is the recommended treatment to best restore motion and function? And the answer choices are rhomboids and levator transfer. Choice 2. Split pectoralis major transfer. Choice 3, long head of triceps transfer. Choice 4, scapulothoracic fusion. Or choice 5, infraspinatus transfer. The best answer to this question is choice 1, rhomboids and levator transfer. The patient has sustained a permanent injury to the spinal accessory nerve and has resultant scapular winging, specifically lateral winging, because of trapezius palsy, with weakness in abduction and forward elevation. The procedure called the modified Eden-Lang procedure, which is transfer of the rhomboid minor, major, and levator scapulae, has been shown to reliably restore range of motion and function. Split pectoralis major transfer is performed to restore serratus anterior function. The long head of the triceps and infraspinatus tendon transfers are rarely used for any shoulder muscle transfer. A scapulothoracic fusion can also be performed for this problem, but the results are not as effective as the Eden-Lang procedure. That's all for this review about rhomboid major. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.